请我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
上诗五十二首。
Please sing hymn 52. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们今天的聚会。
Now we are going to ask for God's guidance and prayer.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与我们大家同在。
May God's peace and joy be with every one of us.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Let us all kneel down to pray.
愿大家平安。
Peace be upon everyone.
请我们来看一段圣经。
Let us open our Bible to a verse.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节
Verse 9
哥林多后书第八章第九节
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9
我们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典他本来是富足的却为我们成为贫穷叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that though he was rich yet for your sake he became poor so that you through his poverty might become rich.
我想用这一节圣经节跟大家一起来学习因穷而富。
So today I'd like to use this verse as a topic through poverty that we could become rich as a study for today.
我们在美国大概很多人天天所想的就是怎么赚更多的钱。
I think in the United States, most of us think about how we can be more wealthier and make more money in this world.
UCLA 有一个教授，他从60年代一直到90年代一直在做一个调查，就是大学一年级的学生，他们头脑里面认为最重要的是什么？
There's a professor in UCLA that has been running a survey from the 60s till the 90s, and his survey was on what were some of the main goals of freshmen in college at the time.
60年代，三分之二的大学一年级学生觉得怎么过一个有意义的生活，这个最重要。
In the 60s, about two-thirds of the freshmen in college at the time, their main goal was to how to live a meaningful life.
但是经过三四年
After 30 years,
三分之二大学一年级的学生认为人生最重要的就是怎么赚更多的钱。
Two-thirds of the freshmen in college, their main goals were how to make more money in this world.
这个是整个社会的趋势。
And that's the transformation of the society now.
大家想要变成富足。
Everyone wants to become wealthy.
但是要成为富足，需要有条件。
However, there are criteria for us to become wealthy.
第一个，需要有机会。
First, we have to have the opportunity.
第二个，需要有能力。
Second, we have to have the ability.
非洲的人，讲起来，用中国话来讲，就是一贫如洗，非常穷。
In the people in Africa, they're very much in poverty.
有很多人其实头脑很聪明。
Some of them are very smart.
但是他没有机会。
However, they do not have the opportunities.
因为他这个环境没有机会。
Because their environment does not lend itself for them to have opportunities.
但是我们回到美国。
But if we are talking about the United States,
到处都是机会。
There's much more opportunities for everyone.
特别是在矽谷。
Especially in the Silicon Valley.
如果你有能力。
If you have the abilities.
到处都是机会可以发财变成富有。
There are numerous opportunities for you to become wealthy.
所以我们来到美国要成为富足不简单。
Those that are here by immigrations in the United States to become wealthy is very difficult.
因为我们需要机会，也需要能力。
Because we need both opportunities and also we need ability.
所以一生变成很富有的人可能不多。
So there may not necessarily be a lot of wealthy people in this world.
因此有的人说，你上班一辈子到退休，到底你在美国赚到什么？赚到一栋房子。
Some people ask, what do you gain through your entire life of working in the United States? People often reply, well, I have my house.
大概退休就是这个是你的。
Perhaps after our retirement, that house is yours.
再来就是依靠政府的这个还有退休金来。
And then after that, we potentially would have to rely on the government's retirement system.
但是我们有一个很富足的天父。
However, we have a very wealthy Father in heaven.
就是天上的神。
And that's our God in heaven.
他要接纳我们做他的儿子。
He shall receive all of us as his children.
所以这个第九节给我们一个另外一个盼望。
So in verse 9, it gives us another new hope.
最后说，因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Yes, the latter part of the verse says, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
这个他就是指着主耶稣。
Here, when it says his, that's referencing God.
因为主耶稣的贫穷，我们可以成为富足。
Because through Lord Jesus Christ's poverty, that we become rich.
这个是保罗的体验。
And that was the experience of Paul.
这个也是神的应许。
And that also is a promise of God for everyone.
如果我们把主耶稣当作我们的父。
If we consider Jesus Christ as our Father,
我们就可以成为富足。
Then we will have the opportunity to become rich.
但是这个富足不一定是指着经济上、钱财上的一种很大的改变。
However, this rich that we will have the opportunity to become is not necessarily the materialistic riches.
这个富足是指着从信仰所带来的一种心灵的丰盛。
Rather, we will receive spiritual wealth in that it will bring us joy and peace within.
一种恩典的丰盛。
And that's to become rich in God's grace.
还有对神的这个神性一种丰盛的领受。
Also to be filled with the spirituality of God.
最后，我们回到天国有一个丰富的福分。
And finally, also that we will receive fully our inheritance in the heavenly kingdom.
这个叫做信上富足。
And that's to be wealthy or rich in faith.
所以最值得羡慕的人不是世界上富足的人。
So those that we should really, truly envy aren't the people that are wealthy in this world.
因为很多富足的人其实他已经被他的富足所捆绑，被他的富足所控制。
Because in reality, a lot of the wealthy people, they are imprisoned or bounded by their wealth.
比方说我们看经济在走下坡。
For instance, recently the economy has been going downhill.
一下子股票的价值丧失50%。
50% of a lot of the stocks lost their value.
你投资在房地产上。
And those who have invested in real estate.
你忽然间发现价值丧失三分之一。
Then you realize that the value of your real estate have lost its value.
你钱放在银行里面，发现银行倒闭了。
The money that you put in banks, the banks go bankrupt.
所以这种富足确实有很多的忧虑在里面。
So indeed, there's a lot of stress and sorrow that comes with being wealthy.
那信仰所要带给我们的富足不是这一种。
But the riches that you will receive from through your faith are different.
那是什么样的富足？
So what are these riches?
我们看第八章，哥林多后书第八章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第一节
，verse one，
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你。第二节
，two，
就是在患难受大试炼的时候，仍然有满足的快乐，在极穷乏之间，还显出乐捐的厚恩。
And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Two, out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
这里保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒说，神赐给马其顿众教会的恩典。我现在告诉你。
Here, Apostle Paul was describing to the Corinthian church of the graces that Macedonian churches received from God.
我们读到第二节，他们在患难受大试炼。
And in verse 2, Paul says that at the time they were going through the most severe trial.
所以可见信仰并不是一个保险，你从今以后不会生病，不会失业，不会遇到困难。
It just tells us that doesn't mean that just because we have faith doesn't mean that we will go through smooth sailing throughout our lives.
马其顿教会信耶稣以后受患难、受试炼、受逼迫。
The Macedonians, after they believed in Christ, they were going through persecution and severe trials.
这种环境的改变常常不是人所能够控制改变的。
A lot of the times, we cannot change or control our environment.
但是神赐给马其顿教会的恩在哪里？
However, what did God grant the Macedonians in terms of grace?
第二节就是在很困难的环境里面有满足的快乐。
Verse 2, it says that through the most severe trial, they're overflowing joy and their extreme, they're overflowing joy.
这个叫做信上的富足。
This is the true meaning of being wealthy in our faith.
主耶稣曾经告诉世界上的门徒，
Jesus Christ once told his disciples in this world,
说我要将我的喜乐存在你的心里。
That I will deposit my joy in your hearts.
啊，并且叫你的喜乐可以满足。
And so that you will be filled with your joy.
请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
啊，约翰福音十五章。
Gospel of John chapter 15.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这件事我已经对你们说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
这里说我的喜乐，主耶稣的喜乐要存在你的心里。
Here it says that Lord Jesus Christ's joy will be in every one of us.
你的喜乐可以满足。
And then our joy will be complete.
什么是满足？
What does it mean to be complete?
百分之百的充满，没有缺乏。
It means it's 100% fulfilled and full and is not in lack.In lacking.
那如果我们人的内心在什么环境你都觉得很喜乐，
If our hearts can be joyful in any circumstance,
那天国就在人间了。
Then you will, shall experience heaven in this world.
天国就在你的心里。
Then you have heaven in your hearts.
这个就是信仰所带给我们的富足。
That's basically the riches and wealth that our faith will bring us.
所以圣经里面记载保罗被关到监牢里面，他写腓立比书。
In the Bible, Paul wrote a book of Philippians while he was imprisoned.
腓立比书里面充满很多的喜乐。
But if you read Philippians, it contains a lot of joy.
因为保罗在监牢里面，他有体会神的同在。
Because Paul was experiencing God's abidance in while he was in prison.
他的内心有一种内在的满足。
He had a true contentment in his heart.
那当人的内心有一种内在的满足，这个外在的物质。
When a person is truly content in heart, then the materialistic things aren't that important anymore.
有，感谢神。
If you have wealth materialistically, then thank God.
没有，你也可以过得很快乐，因为满足是神在你里面。
If not, then you will be also happy as well because you have the true contentment from God from within.
如果这样，我们对外面环境的改变就不会改变你内心的一种满足跟喜乐。
Likewise, if we have the true contentment from God, then we will not be affected by the outer environment.
现在人对物质的追求是空前的。
In this society today, people search after the vanity of wealth.
我们现在人所拥有的物质也是空前的。
And everything that we own in this world also are in vain.
但是现在人的空虚也是空前的。
Also, the emptiness of people in people's hearts are also in vain as well.
为什么？
Why?
因为人一直在追求外在的东西。
Because humans keep on pursuing after materialistic things.
人的内心空虚。
Our hearts are empty.
那这个空虚只有神才能够填满。
This emptiness can only be filled by God.
那在约翰福音十四章里面，
Gospel of John chapter 14,
二十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 27.
约翰十四章二十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 27, it tells us,
我留下平安给你，我将我赐的平安给你，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give you as the world gives, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
主耶稣的一生可以说是经历大风大浪。
I'm sure you can imagine the trials and persecutions that Jesus Christ suffered through his life.
但是主耶稣在经历最后一段人生的时候, 他的表现跟人不一样。
However, during his few last moments in this world, before he died, his reaction were different from others.
他非常的平静。
He was very peaceful.
连那个比拉多, 诶, 你为什么不讲话呢?
Pilate was asking him, how come you are not speaking or complaining?
人如果受冤屈，人如果受苦的时候，一定会讲出来。
Because as you know, when we are falsely accused, a lot of the times we will find opportunities to complain.
主耶稣非常的平安。
However, Jesus was very much in peace.
他说我将这个平安赐给你。
He even says at the time, peace I leave with you.
特别我赐的不像世人所赐的。
And the peace I give you are different from that of the world.
所以主你的平安不是世界的那个没有什么事情发生那一种平安。
So the peace from our Lord are different from the worldly peace.
下面说你们不要忧愁也不要胆怯。
He continues to say that do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
什么叫平安?
What does it mean to be peaceful?
就是没有忧愁也没有胆怯。
That means we're not afraid and also we're not troubled.
你对你现在的环境会害怕吗?
Are you afraid of your current environment?
如果这个经济再下去，可能很多公司会裁员。
If the economy continues to downfall, then there's going to be people that will lose their jobs.
那你的房地产、你的健康保险、你的家庭费用从哪里来？
Then where will you be getting your health insurance, your paycheck? How are you going to support your family?
人会害怕。
So people may be afraid.
再想远一点。
If you think further